Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ah, yeah, it is the In The Gram podcast. I'm on the coach home, Liverpool. I've just lost 4-1. But to be honest, a game that in the first half was an advert for Premier League football was massively overshadowed by a massive group of Manchester City fans chanting "Always the victim" at Liverpool fans when Rodri didn't get a second yellow card that we can debate over. But to be honest, I'm not bothered about the yellow cards. I'm not bothered about the game of football. I'm more bothered about these vile chants that keep happening towards us. I've got Liverpool fan Joe Blott with me. Joe, it's one of the lowest I've felt inside a stadium, and I've had a season ticket for 6 years. It's happening nearly every game now.
Yeah, it's getting worse, isn't it? I think ever since Paris, we've seen that there's been an escalation in most clubs. Unfortunately, you can count on the fingers of one hand now where it doesn't happen, whether that's away fans or away games. But today, I thought was a real sort of low point. Because it was so vociferous, it was so loud, and it was so majority wide. So, you know, very often people say, oh, it's just a few people saying it, it's just a few people making the gestures. This was the majority of City fans, certainly along the divide line I was at, and it's got to stop. It's got to be eradicated. We need action to be taken by the authorities, by the police, by the football clubs, by stewards. But people need education as well, and you know that's part of what we've got to get to. This is that to educate people that to chant, to make gestures about any tragedy cannot take place. So you know we've got to take responsibility as football fans to do something about that. And you know certainly I know that things are happening around that area, but it has to come quickly now, because it's now become just a bit of a sport, and it's not a sport. It's actually hurting people, and it's upsetting people, and it's bringing back bad memories for people.
Yeah, it is. It's deteriorating people's mental health, isn't it? I mean, as a fan, I was completely and utterly stunned. I mean, you've been going the game longer than me, but that is the worst I've ever heard that chant. And it's been sung to us a lot of times when I've been inside the ground, but it was ringing in my ears. It was reverberating. The sheer amount of people who was joining in from the City end, it was all four stands, but predominantly, especially around our end as well. I mean, have you ever been subjected to it being that bad?
No, not at all. As you say, I think there's been an escalation generally at football matches, but today was, as we said, a new low in terms of the amount of people who would actually just think it's great fun. And of course, they do it with smiles on their face as well, so they think it's funny as well. And it's clearly not. You're right to say about people's mental well-being. You know, after Paris, because of the situation there, we know that two Hillsborough survivors took their own lives. You know, this is real life stuff. It's not just a bit of football banter. There's no way it can be accepted any longer. You know, and I really implore everyone to take responsibility, you know, to educate other people. But you know, people will know sort of who I am. You know, we have pre-match briefings at high-profile games such as this, and again, we had a pre-match briefing about City. They said that should always the victims be sung, they would de-escalate the situation. And yet when I spoke to the officers who were on my row, they said, oh, we didn't see anything, didn't hear anything, go back to your seat. They're not prepared to take action, and I can understand there's a risk assessment that takes place, but I think I would say personally that for the police not to go into your away end, I can sort of understand that, because they don't know what they're going into. It's going to home end where they're all season ticket holders. They must be doing, to make an example of one or two of them, and then say, to the match the following week and say, where's Joe? Well, Joe's not here because he's got a 3-year ban because of this Hillsborough chanting. Well, now I've sent a powerful message. So why can't that be done? And that's on the city, that's on the police to sort that out.
It is, and look, I think we talk about other massive problems within football. We can talk about racism and all. The consequences should always be the same. If anything like this, the vile chanting of tragedies, discrimination of any kind should have consequences, lifetime bans. It should be dissolved. It should be solved at that moment in time. And yet, it seems like no one wants to stand up and take action. They're all too scared. The authorities are too scared to do anything. And we really need to set an example, because it's just going to keep happening time and time again without anything happening. What are the next steps? Who is it that now need to put it in place? Because I think Liverpool need to come out, and I think Liverpool need to make a stand. Man City need to come out and condemn it. The Premier League need to come out and condemn it. No one wants to own it and really step down on it, do they?
No, I mean, I think my first thought is that, should someone be given a 3-year ban or a lifetime ban? I don't know. I think it depends on the individual circumstance. If someone says, look, I did not know that had any relationship whatsoever to Hillsborough or wherever else, then, maybe there's an education programme you put in, but there has to be an education programme for stewards, there has to be an education programme for the police, there has to be an education programme for anyone who's involved in football to understand any football tragedy, whether it's Munich, whether it's Leeds and Istanbul, whether it's Liverpool and Hillsborough, or any of the others. That tragedy chanting has to be eradicated, and you're right, it has to come from the top, it has to come from the Premier League, it has to come from the Football Support Association. I can tell you that there are actions being taken, and I do know that actions have been taken at some grounds. I do know that there will be developments on this, I think, for the first time, and really pleased, and I think in a few weeks time we'll see something about that. But whilst we're waiting for the action to be taken, individual clubs need to take responsibility. And you're absolutely right. Man City need to stand up today and say their fans let them down. And they need to apologise, to say that they will do everything that they can to work with us, to work with Liverpool, to work with the police, to work with stewards, to work with their fans, to ensure that tragedy chanting doesn't happen again. That's in the gift of everyone until such time as we can get some sort of legislative punitive aspect in. But let's make sure that we do it the right way, and the right way is to make sure that people are educated, they understand what's going on, and they then suffer the consequences of their actions should they not take any notice of that education.
Yeah, 100%. A lot more needs to be done, especially about this. It's increasing more and more year on year. It's becoming a joke. It's no longer becoming a song about tragedy. They make up so many different reasons why they're allowed to sing it, and why it's got nothing to do with that, when it simply just has something to do with that. And me as a fan, I'd hope if I saw any form of discrimination from a Liverpool fan, I'd call it out and I'd say it needs to be taken upon the fans as well. The people in the Jamie Carragher surely was there today. He can't tell me that he didn't hear that chant. Gary Neville can't come out. Sky Sports can't come out and they say they didn't hear that chant today. It was nearly every single, it was near the entire stadium who was singing it at us. And I hope this has been a really powerful message. Thank you so much, Joe, for coming on. Beautiful words and really, got to the point. It really needs to start with him. Football, justice for the 97, and I really hope that anyone affected by today, we'll get some sort of relief, we'll get something solved, and teams will start coming out and condemning it, and more action will be taken. But until the next one, up the Reds.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.